The Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. No need to be making your mind up.
No, not at all. Welcome to Sunday's episode of the Eurovision Song Contest, Sunday the 4th of September 2016. My name is Kieran Tussiott, and I'm with you until 6 o'clock here on Forest FM 92.3, bringing you the greatest music from the Eurovision Song Contest. There with They Can't Stop the Spring, Ireland's Eurovision entry to the 2007 Eurovision Song Contest. The result doesn't matter at the end, but that is a fantastic song. And listeners in the local area here on Forest FM, we have some fantastic news. Yes, Dervish are coming to the Ferndown Village Hall on Saturday the 15th of October. Yes. Tickets are £14. Make sure you put this date in your diary. And for more information, head over to CelticFolk.net. So CelticFolk, F-O-L-K, .net for the latest information on that. And my goodness me, Dervish are one of the greatest Celtic groups ever to come out of Ireland. I think what I have a beautiful sound, beautiful voices, and oh, just simply amazing. It makes me feel really nostalgic for my Irish heritage, which means a lot to me, knowing that my name Kieran is spelt with a C rather than the usual K like we have here in the United Kingdom. Yes. So let's have another song from a dervish, which I really want to share with you. It's a really lovely song too, and it's called Molly and Johnny.
Molly, I am now going to leave you, but do not be grieved at my going away. For the more we are parted, we'll always be through hearted. And again I return in the sweet month of May. Said Molly to Johnny, oh, I mourn for you, and I will be grieved at your going away. For you know afraid you might die in a strange country. I dress myself up like a neat little sea boy. Amidst of life's dangers, I will stand your friend. Through the winds that lie lofty, high winds are a-blowing. Me dear, I'll be with you to plow the rough men. But your delicate fingers are handle, your lily white feet, love, our decks could not stand. Now the cold nights of winter, you never could endure them. So stay at home now into the season I go. Them the clear crystal tears from her eyes down in flow, and a lily white hand on the deck she kept ringing, crying, oh my beloved, will I never see you more.
This is Loïc Notte from Belgium. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Rhythm Inside. Enjoy.
Listen to the sound of thunder rolling in the soul down under. Far beneath the skin, it rumbles. Step to the step of the drum that rolls inside. Be you enemy or lover, we are put here to discover. within each other. We gonna rap, pop, pop, rap, pop, pop. We gonna rap, pop, pop tonight. And if we die tomorrow, what do we have to show for the wicked world? Get that rhythm back. Be you enemy or brother, we were put here to discover the heart that beats within each other. We're gonna wrap up, up. Rap up, up, we gonna rap up, up tonight. And if we die tomorrow, what do we have to show for the wicked ways down below? The rhythm inside is telling us we can fly tomorrow on the beautiful wind that blows on a cosmic drive. Love the tide, I'm gonna get that rhythm back. We gonna rap up, up, rap up, up, we gonna rap up, up tonight. We're gonna rap up, up, rap up, up. We're gonna rap up, up tonight. We're gonna rap up, up, rap up, up. We're gonna rap up, up tonight. We're gonna rap up, up, rap up, up. We're gonna rap up, up tonight. And if we die tomorrow, what do we have to show for the wicked ways down below? The rhythm inside is telling us we can fly.
Loïc Notet there. That's Rhythm Inside for Belgium 2015. Coming fourth. What an amazing tune that is. Perfect. So modern and really contemporary. So well done, Belgium, back then. Now, remember this year, 2016, we had the Flemish broadcaster in charge of their Eurovision entry. And obviously, Laura Torroso with What's the Pressure came a very respectable 10th. And in this year's Eurovision Song Contest, and opened up the show, of course. And then the year before that, RTBF, the French Walloon broadcaster in Belgium, was in charge. So they take turns. And then obviously, Loïc Notet took charge there. But this coming year, in 2017. The Eurovision Song Contest for Belgium will be being conducted, and the search will be conducted by the French broadcaster. So we'll have to see what happens in that retrospect. There's been no confirmation about what Belgium are going to be picking or what they're going to be doing, how to select their entrant, but we'll keep our ears wide open here on the Eurovision Showcase. But ultimately, I want to thank you very much for listening to the show. If you listen to us locally across East Dorset, West Hampshire and the New Forest on 92.3 FM. Also, thank you for all the listeners listening via the TuneIn Radio app, which you can download free on your smartphone or tablet. Or you're listening to us across the interwebs on forestfm.co.uk or via downloading our podcast. You just search on iTunes or Podbean, the app there for the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM, or listen to us via Mixcloud or the Eurovision Radio International show archive section. We really appreciate it wherever you're listening to us this afternoon. Okay, now we're heading over to the Iberian Peninsula and we're going over to Spain. And just recently, last week, I was a very special guest on the ESC Pulse podcast, formerly known as the Euro Dummies podcast, where we review songs from and also years of Eurovision Song Contest throughout the weeks and the years. And I was a guest on our 2007 review and with Nicholas, Sarah and Kylie. And we looked at the 2007 contest, as I said, and this is one of the songs which was really quite underrated, I think, in the 2007, and surprisingly, most of us really enjoyed this song, and I certainly do too, even if it's live or I'm listening to it on the radio, for example. So here we go. Spain 2007, amazing song. It's from Dinash. Very good looking chaps, they are too. And it's called I Love You, Mi Vida.
Yeah.
There we are, Portugal, 1978, only coming 17th with only 5 points. Oh, out of 20 places there. Oh gosh, that's Gemini with Dail Dau. No direct translation there at all either. Shocking. But what did you think of that song? A bit of variety there. You've got Spain, 2007, and Portugal, 1978. You'll only get that here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. Now it's time for this. Rob's Random Request. Yes, this is a part of the show which my partner Rob will pick a year out of random, a country out of random. We glue them together and find out what song we'll play randomly on this week's episode of the Eurovision Showcase. Yes, right, we're heading over to the 1980 Eurovision Song Contest, and it comes from Austria too. Yes, it does, it does, it does. And this song is performed by a group called Blue Danube. Yes, Blue Danube, like the River Danube, flows through straight through the middle of Vienna, of course. Now, this came 8th with 64 points, and the song is called Du Bist Mist, or Your Music. So let's hear Austria 1980, this week's Rob's Random Request.
Du bist Schubert, Gershwin und Chopin.
Du bist Maler, Schumann, Monteverdi, Frank Martin, Tchaikovsky, Chopin.
Du bist Palestrina und Puccini, Stravinsky und Rossini, Gefalle und Messier.
Intermezzo, Passion, ein Refrain, eine Variation.
Eine Bagatelle, Ballade, eine Tarantella, eine Suite.
Humoreske, Walze, Serenade, Romanze und Kantate, Sonate und mein Lied.
Du bist Musik, Musik, Musik.
Hello, this is Daobob from the Netherlands. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM, and this is my song. Enjoy.
I'm going nowhere and I'm going fast. I should find a place to go and rest. should find a place to lay my head tonight. Every morning there's another start.
From Le Pays-Bas, the Netherlands, 2016. There we are. Here on the Eurovision Showcase. That is Slow Down. Oh, what a great tune. Now, before we go and have the Eurovision news for this week, I'm going to camp us up quite a bit. And we're going to head over to Melody Festival in the Swedish National Final in 2007. We've played this person's song only a couple of weeks ago from Melody Festival in 2016. And a couple of months ago from Melody Festival in 2004. But here is his, or she's, entry to Melody Festival in 2007. This is Harlana Ni Tar Shalkan I Nagna Halnder, which means, in from Swedish into English, it means, "Oh, when you take matters into your own hands," by After Dark.
Hon är min, tar saken i egna händer. Hon är min, gör som de på TV gör.
En fixarnas man, äntligen hemma med Borg i sin hand. Han reser ett lusthus, han satsar på kaklet. Med huvud på skatt, han träffar taket.
Sina,
hon matar sig lugn. Hon pillar på knappen på sin varmluftsugn. Glöm vispar och slevar, här finns tips till tusen.
Hon är min, tar saken i egna händer. Hon är min, gör som de på TV gör. Hon ska mysa
han får hoppet. Nu trallar han i sommartorpet. Han trallar på torpet.
Hålla nu, ta saken i egna händer. Hålla nu, gör som de på tv gör. Då ska ni se att livet får en ny kick. Prova deras sköna trick. Hålla nu, rycker fram och gör allt själva. Hålla nu, släpper lös i fantasin. Är det inget att skämmas för grannen gör roliga dagar. Upp med nävarna, kör hårt. Vi ska se att det går. Hålla nu, är det inget att skämmas för grannen gör roliga dagar.
Oh, that couldn't have got any camper if it tried. Well, that was After Dark. But now, it's time for your Eurovision Showcase news on Sunday the 4th of September. Now, last night in Cologne, Germany, it was the 2016 Young Musicians Contest. If you'd like the latest information to find out about the winner and all of that good stuff, then head over to eurovoir.com. Now, on Thursday, STB in Ukraine has opened their submissions window for songs to compete in the Ukrainian selection process for Eurovision 2017. Ukraine may have not released any details or decided on a host city for Eurovision 2017, but the selection process is now opened by having an online wildcard selection too. So keep updated with the latest news again at eurovoir.com. Now, the full jury lineup for Junior Eurovision selection for Ireland in 2016, yes, this year, has been announced. It was reported a few days ago that Jedward will be on the panel of selecting Ireland's Junior Eurovision participant, along with Linda Martin and Niamh Kavanagh, also Dustin the Turkey, as well as Sandy Jones. Very exciting, and all the best to Ireland. Now, according to Dutch news website Show News, the girl group OG3NE, who represented the Netherlands at the Junior Eurovision in 2007 with the song Edem In, Edem Ult, Breathe In, Breathe Out, have said that they will be willing to participate and represent the country at this year's, next year's Eurovision Song Contest in Ukraine. And personally, I wouldn't mind that at all. Nope, not at all. And also, just remember, it's gone the 1st of September. So anything, ladies and gentlemen, madames and messieurs, anything that is released commercially from the 1st of September is eligible to participate and represent a country at the Eurovision Song Contest. So happy New Year to all Eurovision fans. The exciting bits start now. And until we get a host city, who knows what's going to happen. Now, Dinner Pro have actually pulled out from the selection process of the host city for Eurovision. So it's down to Odessa or Kiev in Ukraine. But like a wonderful friend, Ewan Spencer, the ESE Insights website. Again, check out that awesome website too. My money is also on the Mercedes-Benz Arena in Berlin, Germany. Just saying. But we'll have to wait and see what happens, guys. You never know what could happen in the crazy world of the Eurovision Song Contest. Well, that is your Eurovision Showcase news. I'm Kieran Tuttiot, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Hi, this is Greta Salome from Iceland.
Hello, this is Amir from France. Hello, my name is Hovi Star and I represent Israel in the Eurovision 2016 in Stockholm. And you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favorite Eurovision radio shows.
We are flying over the Canadian Rockies where hikers claim to have seen that rarest creature of all. Wait, I see it. A Canadian fan of the Eurovision Song Contest.
This is Eurovision Canada calling. Canada Podcast, a Canadian perspective on the Eurovision Song Contest, available on iTunes or EurovisionCanada.com.
East of this favorite station,
Tina Reynolds, Cross My Heart. Yes, that was for Ireland in 1974 in the Brighton Dome. Yes, it was. The same year ABBA won with Waterloo for Sweden, of course. And the United Kingdom had Olivia Newton-John there with... Crikey, I've forgotten the name now. Ah, yes, Long Live Love. Oh, silly me. I don't know what's going on. Having a slightly blonde moment there, thinking about all sorts of different things at the same time. You know, all this radio business is quite demanding, you know. It gets the old cogs working, but that's obviously a good thing. Yes, indeed. Right, we're going to head over to actually a United Kingdom entry, and it's the 94 Eurovision Song Contest. That year was held in Dublin, and oh, goodness me, what a wonderful contest it was. We had Riverdance storm the show and go on to international worldwide success. Oh, incredible. Biggest round of applause of the night actually went to Riverdance, which is quite funny. And Ireland won for the third time in a row. Yes, the Rock and Roll Kids there by Charlie McGettigan and Paul Harrington. What a beautiful and wonderful sweet song that is too. But the United Kingdom came a very respectable 10th place that night too, and we had the West End star. Oh, what a wonderful it was. Francis Raphael. I don't know why I said that with a French accent. Francis Raphael. Oh my goodness me. Lonely Symphony, We Will Be Free. The United Kingdom, 1994.
Walk into the box, let your secrets out. Time for confession. Purify your soul, denounce the devil from within. No time for aggression. Don't wait up in vain. Love has lost its way, we live in segregation. Can't you see the piece of dust that crumbles in your hand is me? Give me some affection. Though my heart is broken, my picture is forgotten, but I still believe that I can see a piece of me reflecting in your eyes. A thing to do. Sometimes it makes me feel naked like a tree in autumn. Through the clouds and rain, love has come to stake its claim in an ugly way. While you dance beneath an angry star, I'm chasing rainbows across the sun. And in this mad equation, you believe that we can be in harmony, you and me, a chorus in your lonely symphony. We'll never fall, and we will be free. We will rise.
Simply stunning there. Francis Raphael, We Will Be Free, Lonely Symphony, The United Kingdom, 1994. And now, it's time for this. Yes, it's time for Live and Kicking, and it's the part of the show where we play a live rendition of a Eurovision Song Contest song live here on the radio on Forest FM, the Eurovision Showcase. Oh yes. Now you can have a request or request anything for this segment at all, just let me know. You can tweet me at ESC Showcase and also like our Facebook page, send me a message, comment on any of our posts and give us your request there. The Eurovision Showcase is the page you are looking for on Facebook. Alternatively, you can email me tutsexperience, that's T-U-T-T experience at hotmail.com if you want to do it secretly. I really appreciate it. No problem. Right, let's crack on. Yes, we have our Live and Kicking segment and we're heading over to the 1995 Eurovision Song Contest. Now, this song got 12 points from the United Kingdom jury and personally for me, I think it's one of the best songs sung live at the Eurovision and I think it's criminally underrated, this song too. Not really many Eurovision fans really talk of it very often, but I think it's really underrated. Now, this woman beat Dana International in the Israeli national final in 1995, which I think says a lot, because Dana International, oh my god, sang a song called Laila Tov Europa, which was really good, actually, really up-tempo and modern for its time. But no, this song pushed through, and it's really lovely. The orchestra from RTE sounds amazing in this clip too. So, 1995 Eurovision Song Contest, and this is the Israeli entry. It's from Laura, with simply the song is called Amen.
Elohai, amen. precisa ir parar. No meu país ele é vivo, nem sempre se faz ao mar. No meu país a tristeza tem o nome solidão. No meu país a beleza invento-lhe a minha mão. Navego um barco vazio que atravessa o rio para cais da saudade. Vou numa onda tão bela neste barco à vela que não tem idade. Navego um barco tão cheio, contigo no meio, no rumo da esperança. Vou numa onda tão bela neste barco à vela com ar de criança. No meu país há um rio que corre sem parar. No meu país o navio nem sempre se faz ao mar. O meu país é um som de raiva e de alegria. E mesmo assim tem os olhos negros que esperam por mim. Vem com o barco tão cheio, contigo no meio, no rumo da esperança. Vou numa onda tão bela neste barco à vela com ar de criança. Navego um barco tão cheio contigo no meio, no rumo da esperança. Vou numa onda tão bela neste barco à vela com ar de criança. Navego um barco tão cheio contigo no meio, no rumo da esperança. Vou numa onda tão bela neste barco à vela com ar de criança. Também com um barco tão cheio contigo no meio, no rumo da esperança. Vou numa onda tão bela neste barco à vela com ar de criança.
Nalsha Balco e Velha from Nevada there for Portugal in 1987. Now, Nesha Balco e Velha in Portuguese, it means this sailing boat. And I'll tell you what, it's one of the most funniest performances ever at Eurovision Song Contest. Portugal 1987. Now, you must YouTube it, for goodness sakes. You won't be able to stop laughing. Oh dear, just thinking about it makes me laugh. Oh dear. Now, on a more serious note, some really sad news came out over this weekend that Brian Kennedy is revealed his battle with rectal cancer. On weebieblogs.com there is an article on there, so guys, go and read it. But the poor guy is going through a really rough time at the moment, so all my thoughts and prayers go out to Brian Kennedy at this time, and as I'm sure you guys would send your thoughts and prayers to him too. Speaking yesterday on Today FM's Matt Cooper show, he's just started his journey with cancer, so we wish him all the best, Brian. I'm going to play this for you. We're going to go out this week with his Irish Eurovision entry in the 2006 Eurovision Song Contest, coming 10th, and it was Every Song is a Cry for Love, Brian Kennedy. Wonderful song this was too, and a great performance as well.
Every song is a cry for love. Every voice can rise above. So don't be afraid, just show what you're made of. Sing it out. Every song is a cry for love. Every day is a brand new start. Every night you could fall apart. time you doubt the truth that's in your heart, sing it out. Every song is a cry for love. Being strong, being tough, never tender, always rough. It was never enough for me. In the dead of the night, only love can hold you tight. Sing it out. Every song is a cry for love. Every kiss is a call for home. Every touch means you're not alone. You don't always have to make it on your own. Sing it out. Every song is a cry for love. Being strong, being tough, never tender, always rough. It was never enough for me. In the dead of the night, only love can hold you tight. Sing it out. Every song is a cry for love. Sing it. Song is a cry for love. Sing it out. Every song is a cry for love. Every song is a cry.
Brian Kennedy, Every Song is a Cry for Love, Ireland, 2006. Beautiful song, beautiful performance, and my thoughts and prayers go out to you, Brian. Yeah, sadly, when the Melody Festival and theme tune starts playing, it's time for us to go. What a shame. Well, thank you for joining me for another episode of the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. Make sure you join us next Sunday at 5 p.m. for more Eurovision goodness. Keep in contact with the show by following us on Twitter at ESC Showcase and also liking our Facebook page, the Eurovision Showcase. Get in contact with your dedications and requests. It'll be lovely to hear from you. And make sure if you've missed any of our shows, then you can download the podcast via iTunes, any podcast app, or listen to us online via Mixcloud or the ESC News Radio Network. But guys, take care of yourselves, and I'll see you next Sunday at 5 p.m. Allez-vous, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, and have a nice day.